Lecture topic, self-destruction, part 2.
Min barakati salatin nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah, don't deny the man, please. Whoever have any claims, talk to me after the janaza. I adopt his liabilities. Is my Nabi's face radiating with light? Fakkallahu rihanaka minan nar. Kama fakakta rihana akhika al-muslim. Ali, take it from me, before he's saved from hell, you saved. Where is this in this ummah? We are not ready to adopt liabilities. Somebody, we will not excuse our own, and that's a topic to be debated, because again, self-inflicted, some people are splashing with other people's money. Does it just... We are vindictive if somebody tells us something. We are vindictive. I will show you on the day of Qiyamah. And Sayyidina Ali said, hey, this man doesn't need to have problems in his qabr. Please clear the whole thing out. I'll take care. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam congratulates him and he says, oh Ali, who you have liberated him, Allah has liberated you before that. One, two incidents in the life of Sayyidina Ali in his family life. Amongst the greatest of virtues and the greatest of accolades and the greatest of merits on the lap of Ali, in the record of Ali, is he was wedded to the greatest of women. He was wedded. Tarikhul Khulafa, Sayyidina Umar said, if I envy Ali, it's for three things. Tazawwajuhu Fatima. Fatima turned out to be his wife. For that, I have great respect and honor. Allah put this honor in his lap. Number two, suknahu al-masjid, yahillu lahu fihi ma la yahillu li. The privileges he enjoyed in Masjid al-Nabawi was exclusive to him. And number three, akhduhu al-raya yawma khaybar. And the battle of Khaybar, that banner went only in his hands. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wedded Fatima radiallahu anha to Ali, he said, ankahtuki ahabba ahli. My daughter, I made a calculated choice. I made a measured choice. I was sure to wed you to the man I love the most. I knew what I was doing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself made the dua, and I read the narration. Allahumma barik lahuma, wa barik alayhima, wa barik fi bina'ihima, wa barik fi shamlihima, wa barik fi naslihima. My Nabi's thought is enough for your salvation. Imagine when he verbalizes it in a profound way. Usama radiallahu anhu said, when I returned from the expedition and I came to Nabi alayhi salam, it was his fatal illness. I didn't hear anything, but I seen the tears were trickling, and I seen the lips were moving, and the hands were lifted, and I was certain duas were coming in my favor. That is why I say to the youth, and may Allah inspire the youth, and I live with this, and I believe with this year. You don't have to hear your mom say it. When she tosses by night, she must just have a pleasant thought about you. She must just have a pleasant thought. That thought solves all your problems, my brother. And Allah forbid, she must just have a hurt in her heart. She must just hold back a tear. She must just suppress an unpleasant emotion. I'm afraid. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Allah make it easy for that boy. So Nabi alayhi salam made the dua for them. But as I mentioned, the nature of marriage life is challenging. The greatest of women, wedded to the greatest of soldiers, coupled with the blessings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you couldn't flaw this process on any front. But surely it had its fair share of hiccups. And that is bound to happen. Our problem is, we're exacerbating it. We're aggravating it. We're compounding it. We're intensifying it. So we have the natural that comes in, but we bring in more on board. As if there isn't enough. The hadith of Bukhari, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes home. He sees that Ali radiallahu anhu is not there. He asked Fatima radiallahu anhu, Ali, she said, he's gone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sensed from the mood that things were not right. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the masjid. He seen Ali radiallahu anhu lying on the bed there, on the sand. قَدْ سَقَتَ ظَهْرُهُ قَدْ سَقَتَ رِدَاؤُهُ مِنْ ظَهْرِهِ. His blessed shawl had fallen out, and his back had imprinted onto the sand. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his psychology, you know psychology, once one student was studying psychology, and part of his thesis and that was he had to interview a religious cleric. So he came to my house and he said, I want to do an interview with you in psychology. When I started, if a person is robbed or mugged, as a cleric, how would you advise? So I started quoting the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam. He said, wait a minute, hang on, man. This looks like greater psychology than what the textbooks have. I said, exactly, my brother. This is the richness of the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. I was in Manchester, going through customs, long interrogation, all done. Was a Scottish man, was a good person. And I have respect for him because he was very polite, a very dignified man. Closed the book, put it once, I said, gentlemen, I've lost a daughter many years ago. I find you to be a religious man. I know you're fasting and I don't want to impose on you. But I'm battling with my dealings and my feelings and I can't get to grips with my life. As a Muslim person, how would you advise a person who loses someone? So I said, this is the niche, this is the opening, and let me convey the message. You know when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out of Ta'if and he went to Addas? After everything that had happened, but one man gave him an attentive ear. And I started explaining to him the article of taqdeer. That we institute all precautions, but we leave the outcome to Allah. If we don't institute precautions, then we're abusing the element of taqdeer. It's intricate. It's very intricate. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, someone asked him, explain taqdeer. He said, huwa tariqun mudlimun la tasluku. It's a dark road, don't walk on it. The person said, no, tell me, I want to understand taqdeer. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, huwa bahrun amiqun la taliju. It's a deep ocean, you'll drown, don't dive. He said, no, tell me, why you don't want to tell me? Sayyidina Ali said, huwa sirrullahi qad khafiya alayk. It's a secret of Allah known to him, don't probe it. So I don't know it and nobody knows it and it's known to Allah alone. But the little that we know and we understand, I shared to him. Wallahi, he was so impressed that he said, I've read so much to make peace with myself, but I never ever came across such teachings. In a'tayta fa'innal mu'ti huwa Allah wa anta mashkur. Wa in mana'ta fa'innal mani'a huwa Allah wa anta ma'zur. The Arabic poet said it. My brother, if you give me what I have asked you, then in essence Allah gave it, but you'll be appreciated. And if you refused, in essence Allah declined, but you'll be excused. Oh man, what an amazing words. If I can live by these two things. So you are not making the decision, but yes, the teachings of my faith is that I must acknowledge you. I must acknowledge you and I must present before you my gratitude. So anyway, coming back to the incident, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam psychology. We will wrap up shortly, inshallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam psychology. He tells Ali radiallahu anhu, "Qum ya Aba Turab, oh dusty man, stand up." So he didn't call him Ali to lighten the atmosphere. Sometimes we lighten it, and our jokes, unfortunately, they have an adverse effect. You need to be sensitive when you joke. You see, there's a beautiful book, Babu Ma Jaa Fi Mizah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The light-heartedness in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, this is again, we are interrupted. These are the type of painful interjections we have to make. It's an emergency here. It's ND656353. Please be kind enough to move your vehicle immediately. There's an emergency. So Sayyidina, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what light-heartedness. There is a kitab on the light-heartedness. Muhammad ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi said, "Lawla al-mizah lamutna min al-gham." Lawla al-mizah lamutna min al-gham. If we don't flavor our life with objective light-heartedness, we will die with depression. You know who was Muhammad ibn Sirin? Imam Ta'bir al-Ru'ya. He was one of the great scholars of deen. He was a giant in his field. He said, "Lawla al-mizah," but then it needs to be objective. It cannot be offensive. You need to be sensitive. You need to understand your limits and your parameters. The Prophet ﷺ never offended anyone. Anyway, he said, oh dusty man, Sayyidina Ali stood up. He walked him home and sat down. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi in Fathul Bari, and this is the words of Nabi alayhi salam, how voluminous it is. The hadith is so short, but the write-up on the hadith is few pages. He said, number one, وَفِيهِ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْفَضْلِ قَدْ يَقَعُ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ زَوْجَتِهِ ما تبع عليه البشر من الغضب. From this we deduce the best of homes and the greatest of relations have their fair share of altercations. What did he say? The best of homes. You know, we were sitting and talking and this brother said, 15 years I'm married, I never had a problem. So my friend asked him, I guess you're not staying with your wife. Last year we had an amazing experience. I was going to Sri Lanka for programs, so some friends were with, we went to Maldives. MashaAllah, it's a great island, it's beautiful. Not to tantalize you, but we stayed at Paradise Island. So I said, you know, if somebody goes, what are you going to say? It's buried in Jannah. Anyway, it was very beautiful, mashallah. You hop into the water, the marine world, nip the fish. It's really beautiful, breathtaking, great, awesome. So you hop in a boat, go to your islands, about 1,000 islands, only 200 populated, small population, Islamic country, nice, great. So then on our way back, we said we'll go to the capital, Mali city, take a boat, and then we're going to Sri Lanka for programs. Honestly, it was such an amazing experience. We got there, got onto the, asked his brother, spoke little, no real communication, go, eat, restaurant, yeah, halal, good. Anyway, got in, the phone rings. Now they have their own exclusive language, it's not even spoken anywhere else, it's exclusive to Mali, Maldives. The phone rang. We couldn't hear anything in the background, and he takes off. Wah, 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 wah. My friend said, I'm telling you, he's talking to his wife. Those were his words. He didn't operate me and say, fro. Wallahi, I have a distinct memory. It was the afternoon. The phone rang. Wah, 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 he's going one way away. He puts the phone. Sorry, my wife, he asked, what time I eat lunch? I said, Ya Allah, you go to Maldives Islands or you go to North America or you come home. Why you not beg for lunch? It's like in its broader spectrum, it has its common denominations. Honestly, we had such a laugh. We had to say, brother, we're not laughing at you in any way. Then we had to like give a whole rundown that, listen, when you answered the phone, he say, you talk wife. You phone down, you say, wife ask when come home lunch. We, South Africa problem same. Ya Rab, Ya Rab. So what did Hafiz ibn Hajar say? يَقَعُ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْفَضْلِ قَدْ يَقَعُ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ زَوْجَتِهِ مَا تُبِعَ عَلَيْهِ الْبَشَرُ مِنَ الْغَضَبِ وَقَدْ يَدْعُوا ذَلِكَ إِلَى الْخُرُوجِ. And sometimes it becomes so painful that it compels the man to exit. He writes in Fathul Bari, وَلَا يُعَابُ عَلَيْهِ. And there's no reproach or blame upon him. He needs space. He goes out. He goes out. But where does he go? He go to the masjid. Number three, وَفِيهِ كَرَمُ خُلُقِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. We learn from this the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? لِأَنَّهُمْ مَشَى نَحْوَ عَلِيٍ لِيَتَرَضَّاهُ. He didn't go to Ali to antagonize the whole thing. He went to Ali to patch it up. وَلَمْ يُعَاتِبْهُ عَلَى مُغَاذَبَتِهِ لِبْنَتِهِ مَعَ رَفِيعِ مَنْزِلَتِهَا عِنْدَهُ. And he didn't get offended with Ali despite knowing and everyone knowing how much he loved Fatima radiallahu anha. Ali, you know how many people propose for my daughter? You know how lucky you are? Do you know she's the queen of Jannah? Do you know what Jibreel has just told me about her? No, 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 no. But that's what I have. That's what I have. One day one brother came to me. His son was proposing and I guess he had some issues and it wasn't going through. He said, Maulana, I'm not boasting and I'm not blowing my trumpet, but these women are saying no. They don't know what a boy they're losing. I said, ouch. Uncle, that's a bit painful. Ouch. That were his words. These girls, they don't know what they're losing. I said, Uncle, if you're so confident about your commodity, it will sell without you marketing. If you're so confident about your commodity, it will sell without... After marketing also, you're walking home with... I mean, that's loud, man. That's loud. Wow. Honestly. Sometimes I think I must pen down my experiences, you know, put it together. I don't know what you would call a book like this. So we learn from this here. And if you look at Sayyidina Ali, and I don't want to go because time is up and I want to draw it to a close. He goes down in the Sahaba as one of the greatest in terms of shuja'at. When it comes to bravery, there was no way. He didn't say, I'm a heavyweight. I'm a lightweight. I've got this accolade. He walked away with maturity. When Amr ibn Abd al-Wud came, who took him on? La ta'jilanna faqad ataka mujibu sawtika ghayru ajiz. في نية وبصيرة والصدق من جا كل فائز إني لأرجو أن أقيم عليك نائحة الجنائز من ضربة النجلاء يبقى ذكرها عند الهزاهز أعلي تقتحم الفوارس هكذا عني وعنهم أخروا أصحابي اليوم يمنعني الفرار حفيظتي ومصمم في الرأس ليس بنابي عبد الحجارة من سفاهة رأيه وعبدت رب محمد بصوابي فصدرت حين تركته متجدلا كالجذع بين دكادك وروابي وعففت عن أثوابه ولو أنني كنت المقتر بزني أثوابي لا تحسبن الله خاذل دينه ونبيه يا معشر الأحزاب. If I translate, I will make my name a liar, we'll hit the 12 o'clock mark. And I don't want to do that to him. In essence, it spells out the vigor, the valor, the strength of Ali. But he didn't flesh his black belt at home. With maturity, he walked out. You know, when you read Sahaba, they actually, when you talk of sometimes, you know, nowadays the word spice your relation. That's the key word. Spice, you know what? Some spice can burn, some add flavor. Explain, you know what? Unpack. It's a very comparative term. Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr was wedded to the woman Atika bint Zayd. Very beautiful woman, exceptional beauty. Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr, he had an arrow that hit him in the Battle of Ta'if. 40 days after the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, it ruptured and he passed away. When he passed away, before that he had given his wife a garden and he said, don't marry anyone, I'm giving you this, take care of it. And there were women in history. Naila radiallahu anha, the wife of Uthman radiallahu anhu, who had lost her fingers in waving off the attackers against Sayyidina Uthman. She had great proposals from the likes of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And Muawiyah was a sahabi, had the economic muscle, he was the governor. He had all covered in to accommodate the interests of a woman, all were in place. And he proposed to Naila radiallahu anha. She said, لا يقعد مني مقعد عثمان أحد. I won't able to find myself becoming intimate with any man after my late husband Uthman. I won't able to bring myself to that, oh Muawiyah, with respect to who you are and your accolades and your privileges, but لا يقعد مني مقعد عثمان. And there were great women like this here. Abu Darda رضي الله عنه's wife as well. So, he had given his wife this garden and he said, don't wed anyone. She agreed. And on his demise, she sang the couplets expressing her pain over the loss of her husband. وَآلَيْتُ لَا تَنْفَكُّ عَيْنِي سَخِينَةً عَلَيْكَ وَلَا يَنْفَكُّ جِلْدِي أَغْبَرًا مَدَ الدَّهْرُ مَا غَنَّتْ حَمَامَةُ أَيْكَ وَمَا طَرَدَ اللَّيْلُ الصَّبَاحَ الْمُنَوَّرًا. When I say Sahaba lived a normal life, but they knew their limits. They knew their love. That's why somebody asked Wahab ibn Munabbi, Akana Ashabu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yadhakun. Tell me, did Sahaba also sit and chill? If I translate that. Tell me, did Sahaba also sit and chill? You know, just sit, have a light moment, make a laugh or two? He said, yes, they had a laugh or two, but the iman in their hearts was stronger than the mountains around you. What they say, a man with a strong immune system, if he has a glass of cold drink, it won't be as harmful to his body because he has a strong defense system. But you have the same thing or half of that, you might walk away sneezing. Why? Because your immune system is weak. When I giggle like this, it's bad. I don't have a spiritual immune system. I'm on life support machines. I'm running on this dua and that person's dua and this tasbih. Sahaba, stronger. Na'am wal imanu fi qulubihim a'damu min al jibal. So she sang this couplet, she said, my husband Abdurrahman, you've moved on, my eye will keep on tear. وَلَا يَنْفَكُّ جِلْدِي أَغْبَرَى. And dust will remain on my body forever. مَدَ الدَّهْرُ مَا غَنَّتْ حَمَامَةُ أَيْكَ. As long as the birds of Aika will chirp, and day will be followed by night, and life will continue, I will keep on lamenting and crying over you. So people were, you know, ineto in dani bahu yaad aavech. You know, it was the talk of the town. She's really crying, and she's really, you know, missing him a lot. Allah give him strength. Allah make it easy for her. These were the couplets. Sometime later, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu proposed. She said, but I got this garden here. Hazrat Umar said, wait, we'll ask the fatwa and see what happens. He consulted with the Sahaba. They said, if she's ready to return the garden to the heirs of her deceased, her husband, then it is correct for her to wed again. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu took the proposal and he said, this is within your perfect right. This is the jurisprudic ruling. I've consulted with the group of Sahaba and this is the fatwa they've provided me with. So she returned the garden and she accepted the proposal. Who wouldn't want to wed the man like Umar? Who wouldn't want to be the spouse and the partner of Umar? Anyway, فَأَسْرَحَ أَيْ دَعَافِ وَلِيمَتِهِ. He then called everybody, please come for the walima. When I'm talking of Sahaba's lightheartedness. So then amongst those people he called Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So he called Ali and he sat down. While they're sitting and eating, Ali started singing the couplets that she said she'll never get married. وَآلَيْتُ لَا تَنْفَكُّ عَيْنِي. So I read the narration. Hazrat Umar nudged Ali. And he said, don't spoil my wife's mood, man. I said, wow. They were human from humans. They were people from people. They were mortals from mortals. But their compass was in order. Their navigation was on track. They were not losing signal. We never would signal. So Sayyidina Ali is eating and he's saying, وَآلَيْتُ لَا تَنْفَكُ عَيْنِي حَزِينَةً عَلَيْكَ. Obviously the woman I heard in there, when she heard it, نَشَجَتْ نَشْجًا عَالِيًا. There was a loud cry from his wife and she went down memory lane of a late husband and she realized what she had said and now she's obviously all dressed up and moving on into the new venture. So that's when Umar said, hey Ali, I call you for my walima, not for this, boss. Subhanallah, we love the Sahaba. By Allah, we love them. Allah knows when I read about them what happens to me. Everything about their life is exemplary. Everything about their life is awesome. How perfect their life was packaged by Allah. It flavored every dimension of life. It covered every sphere of life. From social to economical to political to family to anything. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. We end with this. Save your family and your children from hell. Sayyidina Ali said, what is the commentary of this ayah? Allimuhum al khair. Teach your family good. And tafsir al-tabri, addibuhum, teach them respect. My brothers, we don't have respect in our society today. Ask those that are in the teaching fraternity, I'm afraid the element of respect has left our institutions. A society that building blocks are not respect is in the air. This is the muscle of anyone. They can be devoured by anyone. Today, it's the absence of respect of our parents, of our seniors, of our pious predecessors, that people have taken it to the level of even speaking nasty comments of the great giants and the fuqaha and the muhaddithin of this ummah. Who was Shafi'i? Who was Abu Hanifa? What right does he have? Imam Shafi said, لَقَدْ زَانَ الْبِلَادَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا إِمَامُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَبِي حَنِيفَ بأحكام وآثار وفقه كآيات الزبور في الصحيفة فما بالمشرقين له نظير ولا بالمغربين ولا بكوفة. Imam Shafi said, I looked in Kufa, I looked in the East, I looked in the whole world, I couldn't find another man like Imam Abu Hanifa. I'm not saying Imam Shafi is saying. You know, just to give you a glimpse, one day I was flying in Australia and there was a non-Muslim brother next to me and we got speaking of religion. The comments he used on Dawood alayhi salam, I got off my seat. I couldn't believe that you'd speak of any human being like this, that this person was speaking of a Nabi. I said, can you talk of a prophet? I mean, don't we agree this much that he's the cream of Almighty's creation? How can you talk like this of a Nabi? And I'll tell you why I'm saying what I'm saying. In Tafsir Uthmani, it is written under this ayah in Surah Qasas, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Do yourself a favor and open the ayah. Abu Talib didn't accept Islam. Maulana Shabir Ahmed Uthmani says, the respect for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam demands that we don't discuss and deliberate on this incident. Because as much as Abu Talib didn't accept Islam, repeating this incident is going to cause harm to the heart and pain to the heart of Nabi Alaihi Wasallam. Read Tafsir Uthmani. This is the teachings of our pious predecessors. And these are the levels of respect. Read Qadi Abu Bakr ibn Arabi in Ahkamul Quran when I talk of respect. Today we went to, Sayyidina Umar went to visit one elderly lady. Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu said, I got a twinge of suspicion. I said, no man, it's in the night, Umar is going here. The next day I hid myself. And then Sayyidina Umar went in, and he came out. When he came out, I went inside. I said, Ma balu hadha rajul ya'tika. Sorry sister, this brother, he's coming, Umar. He said, may Allah bless him. He comes in the early part. He attends to all my work, cleans my house. Wa yukhriju annil adha. Talha radiallahu anhu said, I hit my head. Hazza talhatu ra'sahu wa qal. Thakilatka ummuka ya talha. A'atharati Umar tatatabba. Talha, woe be to you. May your mother cry upon you. Are you hiding to probe the flaws of a man who's blemishless? Are you looking for the mistakes of a woman? He said, a twinge got me in my heart. I hid away. And when I discovered what, I was ashamed of myself. I wanted the earth to split. Today you see how the youth speak to their parents. You speak, I swear by Allah, it is only respect that takes you forwards. It is only respect that takes you forward. How more can I tell you, and what more do I tell you? وَعَصَىٰ آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَىٰ. These are stern words. If you know Arabic, عَصَىٰ and غَوَىٰ in Arabic grammar are very harsh. Allah can say anything to anyone. Allah is the creator. But that doesn't give me license. If a partner, if the wife says something harsh to the husband or the husband to the wife, that doesn't give the children license to talk like that. And that's what's happening. How can you talk? They are your seniors. There is a narration also that one day one sahabi said something to a particular sahabi. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, hey, don't say that to him. He participated in Badr. Then afterwards, some other time, another sahabi told that same sahabi something, Ghaliban Khalid or Abdurrahman ibn Auf. So this other sahabi came and said, oh Nabi of Allah, you stopped me from telling him because he participated in Badr. But now this other sahabi also told him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yeah, but then they both participated in Badr. So they on par. They on par. You not in Badr. Acknowledge merit. Acknowledge merit. There's a level. There's a level. That's your parent. That's your senior. That's your ustad. How do you talk? You must see what Qadi Abu Bakr ibn Arabi has written under this. لا يجوز لأحدنا اليوم أن يخبر بذلك عن آدم إلا إذا ذكرناه في قوله تعالى أو قول نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأما أن يبتدئ من قبل نفسه فليس بجائز لنا في آبائنا الأولين فكيف في أبينا الأقدم الأكرم النبي الذي عذره الله وتاب عليه. That Allah said Adam made a mistake. And Allah said Adam did not comply. He said, how dare we ever say Adam the non-compliant? How dare we say Adam the disobedient? He said, we have no license to elaborate on the harshness of what Allah has said. We restrict ourselves diligently to the text of the Quran. We pronounce no letter of harshness. If we want to become harsh, how dare we become harsh with our biological father? Where can we become harsh with our first father? That is respect. That is the grounds of respect. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the Sahaba were playing Kitabul Maghazi with their bow and arrow. And Nabi Sassam came out and said, oh, mashallah, boys. You know, that's the problem today. Children don't have brains, the elderly don't have patience. And there's a gulf between the two, there's a rift. We need little maturity from the children and little patience from the seniors. And inshallah, we can bridge the gap and win our youth. We need to win them. They come into the masjid, outside is vulnerable, it's evil, it's wicked. I'm not condoning wrong in the masjid. But I promise you, this is the only amnesty here. Don't be harsh to him in this masjid, my brother. Because if he walks out here, there are many to pop him a pearl with a smile in his face here. Give him some warm hand. Give him some kind hand. My brother, please sit down. You're going to go a little at the back. Youngsters, don't do this. You know the sad reality of Jummah in the back of the masjid. I don't have to tell you. It's a painful sight. It's so painful that Allah forbid you ever late for Jummah that you have to contend what's seen, what's happening in the back of the masjid. If you have any sense of self pain, it will shatter your tears. It will shudder your body. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, MashaAllah, the children are praying. That's awesome. Irmu bani Ismail fa inna abakum kana ramiya. After all, your father Ismail was a great archer. Your ancestor had great archery skills. And I'm on this side. Come, you people now hurl the arrow. It's me on this side. So they all drop their arrows and their bows and they sit down quiet. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Malakum la tarmoon. Now why you stop? They said, O Nabi of Allah, when you on one side, how dare we challenge that side? Aye. Children playing outside. Outside is not a structured environment. Outside is not a formal environment. Wallah, if the outside environment of Medina becomes the classroom environment of today, there will be a change in the world. Huh? Somebody sent me that BBM message. Classroom manners. Be silent. Respect others that are sleeping. No? Classroom manners. Classroom, hey, brother, be silent. Respect others that are sleeping. That's the world, my brother. That's the world we teach in. So this was respect. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, قُومُوا كُونُوا بِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ أَشَدُّ اِهْتِمَامًا مِنَ الْعَمَلِ. Be more concerned that your action is accepted than its mere performance. فَإِنَّهُ لَنْ يَقِلَّ عَمَلٌ مَعَ التَّقْوَى وَكَيْفَ يَقِلُّ مَا يُتَقَبَّلُ. Because nothing is trivial when it's accepted. And how can you call it trivial when Allah is pleased with it? When Ibn Muljim struck him with the spear and he collapsed and he realized it's fatal and he's slipping, he called Hassan. He said, Hassan, take 4 words from me quickly, my son. He broke down. He said, my son, gain your composure. I'm giving you advice. Number one, إِيَّاكَ وَمُصَادَقَةِ الْكَذَّابِ. Don't ever befriend a liar in this world. فَإِنَّهُ يُقَرِّبُ عَلَيْكَ الْبَعِيدُ وَيُبَعِّدُ عَلَيْكَ الْقَرِيبُ. He will turn your tables upside down. Make your friends enemy, make your enemies friends. إِيَّاكَ وَمُصَادَقَةِ الْفَاجِرِ. Don't ever befriend a wicked person, a sinful person. فَإِنَّهُ يَبِيعُكَ بِالتَّافِي. He will drop you for the most trivial benefit. And إِيَّاكَ وَمُصَادَقَةِ الْكَذَّابِ. Save yourself from becoming the friend of a fajir, an evil person. And save yourself from becoming the friend of a bakhil. Why? فَإِنَّهُ يَقْعُدُ عَنْكَ أَحْوَجَ مَا تَكُونُ إِلَيْهِ. He will desert you at the most critical moment. And then in one narration it comes, he said, there is no virtue or merit or reward for a person whose wealth increases or his children increase. وَلَكِنَّ الْخَيْرِ أَن يُكْثَرَ عِلْمُكْ وَيُعْظَمَ حِلْمُكْ. If your knowledge goes up and your tolerance level goes up, then definitely you gain in. وَأَن تُبَاهِ النَّاسَ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّكْ. You start priding yourself with how much you obey in Allah and not how much you accumulate in. And then he said, لا خير في الدنيا إلا لرجلين. There's only good in this world for two people. رجل أذنب ذنبا فهو تدارك ذلك بتوبة ورجل يسارع إلى الخيرات. One who's hastening towards good and one who did wrong, and now he's trying to atone for this wrong by performing righteous deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to infuse and imbibe within us the great legacy and the great lessons of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the crisis that we've inflicted upon ourselves and the miseries we brought on the planet. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also divinely avert the natural disasters and tragedies that has come upon us. A man came to his mother and he said, my mom, how will I know that I found the right woman? So his mother said to him, my son, stop worrying about the right woman. Be sure to become the right man. Allah make us that. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina azab an-nar. Allahumma laka alhamdu hamdan da'iman ma'a dawamik. ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا لك الحمد كالذي نقول ولك الحمد خيرا مما نقول اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وزد وتحنن وترحم على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وذرياته إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اجعل أولادنا برا تقيا اللهم اجعل أولادنا برا تقيا وأنبتهم في الإسلام نباتا حسنا اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم ما قصر عنه رأينا ولم تبلغه مسألتنا من خيري الدنيا والآخرة فاجعل لنا منه أوفر الحظ والنصيب اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.